Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have Meredosine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in crop production and horticulture, Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Always good to have you along. We've been talking about the nice weather for a change.
Yeah, it's an odd change right now, but you know what? I'm not going to complain because it's kind of nice.
Yeah, much better than the negative 17s and things like that. So,
yeah, it's kind of making me think of, maybe I should start thinking or planning for my garden whenever I want to start getting plants around for that. And I thought I'd talk to you guys a little bit about, mainly on tomatoes, the difference between how different tomatoes are classified. We have determinate, semi-determinate, and indeterminate tomatoes.
And if there's any way that I can actually get some to grow for a change, so take it away.
All right. Our typical determinate tomatoes, they are mainly favored by commercial growers because they produce one large crop, and then pretty much after that, they really don't do anything after it. They do that one large crop. And they're favored by commercial growers because commercial growers want to harvest the most fruit from one picking. So after that one picking is done, that is also when they plant those varieties, those classifications at different stages. So once a determinate plant is fully done, then the next one is almost ready to be picked. So those are pretty interesting because those are kind of just a one and done. And then those determinate plants are a little smaller than other types, but those also work if you have a tight space, because you can plant those closer together. An example, a variety of determinate tomatoes are those Primo Reds. If you like those, then go ahead and get those Primo Reds or any type of determinate tomato plant. And then the next one are your indeterminate plants. Those are more your traditional tomato plants, and those are the ones that never seem to stop growing. They are capable of producing fruit throughout the season, unless we have some disease that comes through or a frost kills the plant. Now, these guys are the ones that grow very tall. They could easily grow up to 6 feet tall. So it's really nice if you do have those to make sure you have some stakes or some cages to help them and help support them so they're not falling over. And then your semi-determinate plants, now those are a little shorter, more compacted than your indeterminate type, but they are also capable of producing fruit throughout your season. So most of the varieties that are available to home growers are either the indeterminate or semi-determinate categories of those plants. Since both of them are capable of producing fruit throughout the season, we have to kind of keep in mind that we live in Kansas. Our summers are extremely hot, or can be extremely hot, which can cause a dry spell in both of those types of indeterminate and semi-indeterminate ones. You have to keep in mind tomatoes are less likely to set fruit when our night temperatures remain above 75 degrees and the day temperatures are above 95 degrees, as well as when you add in even hotter temperatures and those dry weathers, that can make the situation a little worse. So Kansas is a little hard sometimes. Kansas summers, it's hard on growing tomato plants, but kind of keep that in mind when you know that we might have some hot days coming. Make sure you have stuff out there that kind of increase the water and stuff like that to try and keep those going. So, and then our kind of last thing to kind of keep in mind, if you have limited space, you probably want to go with the indeterminate or semi-determinate type, kind of stretch out your harvest season. And if you do have like a whole bunch of space, then you might want to go ahead and do a combination of all three of those determinate, because then you can kind of use the large harvest from the determinate type for your canning and your tomato juice type tomatoes, and then use your semi and indeterminate type for like that fresh.
And then if you're me, you have no luck whatsoever with tomatoes. I rescued one from my husband and his magic weed eater. It was growing. It set flowers. A hailstorm came, knocked off all the flowers except one. It turned into a tomato. It was this beautiful shade of that fabulous orange red. I looked at it and I said, tomorrow morning, you're going into a sandwich. That night, the wind kicked up and a tree fell on it and mashed the little bugger into paste.
Oh, no.
I was so mad. So I get my tomatoes from the farmer's market now because other people have success. They're really good at it. And so we both benefit.
Oh, good.
But thank you for the advice on the different types.
Oh, yes.
And we will catch up with you next time.
All right.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.